AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Anas Amri is a wanted man throughout Europe. One of his brothers is urging the Tunisian man suspected of driving a truck into a Christmas market in Berlin to turn himself in. The AP's Frank Jordans is in Berlin.
German authorities have issued a reward of 100,000 euros for information leading to his arrest.
That is about $104,000. 12 people were killed in the attack. The Christmas market in Berlin has reopened without party music or any bright Christmas lighting. Civilians could be cleared out of Aleppo in Syria very soon.
They are saying that the evacuation of rebels is continuing from eastern Aleppo and is likely to be completed in the coming few hours.
The AP's Anna Karam reports a human rights group is saying about 1,500 evacuees have decided to stay in government-controlled areas of Aleppo. Last night in North Carolina.
The deal was simple.
But in the end, there was no deal on a bill to repeal North Carolina's anti-LGBT bill. The AP's Gary Robertson reports Governor Pat McCrory had called a special session with indications there could be a repeal.
At the end of the day, there was a lot of finger pointing and a lot of criticisms that people went back on their promises or their word, and the legislature left town without a repeal bill in hand.
There's been a backlash to the law from businesses, the sports industry, and LGBT leaders. The fire marshal in Mississippi says investigators don't think politics was the motive for the burning of an African-American church a week before the presidential election. The words "Vote Trump" were spray-painted on the church. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says hundreds of emergency responders in Ohio were exposed to a potentially fatal toxin, ricin, while training at a FEMA facility in Alabama. FEMA says there have been no reports of any illnesses from that training session. This is AP Radio News. President-elect Donald Trump met with the CEO of Boeing. Trump thinks a new Air Force One fleet costs too much. CEO Dennis Muilenburg at Boeing says he got the message.
We haven't actually started the build of the airplane yet. So once we finalize the requirements, make sure that it's affordable, we'll launch on building the airplane. We've got a hot production line and we're ready to go.
Julie Dombo in Kansas lost her hands and feet when she was shot during a robbery. She has received new electronic hands.
The best Christmas present I have ever gotten in my life.
The hands are a gift from a local man, a local businessman, Mark Holden, and his wife.
I walked upstairs to greet her, and I said, "Do you remember when we met? You told me you wanted your arms, and you needed your arms. So this is what we got you. We got you your arms. Merry Christmas."
He spoke to KAKE-TV. Dombo was shot in the arm and chest during an August 2015 robbery. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.